this weekend, Monitor will be checking in at key cities coast to coast for reports on holiday preparations and activities. This time it's Cleveland, Ohio. Our man there, Fred Griggs, NBC News.
Until this year, Christmas decorations in downtown Cleveland were up to each building and store. The city limited itself to a couple of large, mismatched Christmas trees in front of City Hall. Now the city and the merchants are together for the first time with an overall plan. Yellow floodlit trees are setting downtown ablaze along 10 blocks of Euclid Avenue. The heart of the city is Public Square. In the summer, a haven for panhandlers and itinerant evangelists. At Christmas, the panhandlers reap a bonanza. The most inventive wear uniforms resembling the Salvation Army's and get away with it. Apparently, there's no law against that. Further east, the Huff area still bears the scars of last summer's riots. Decorations in Huff aren't very lavish. A few Negro storekeepers tied some sprigs of pine to utility poles with red ribbon. Some campfire girls brought in 18 cartons of toys from the suburbs, distributed them, and then left. Mothers on Welfare took the bus downtown the other day to sell a pint of blood for $5. Half were rejected because their diets created iron deficiencies or anemia. Local ministers and social workers then volunteered to become blood brothers for these women, donating their own blood and giving the women the money for more Christmas spending. The Council of Churches in Cleveland ran a full-page newspaper ad today showing a large rat on a garbage can. Its caption, "Merry Christmas, kids. You were expecting reindeer?" In some sections of the city, it goes on, rats are very in. Nearly every kid has one, and they eat well, often better than people. Suburban parents hide this page from their children, muttering about the council's bad taste. Then there are hundreds of individual bits of seasonal generosity. A hospitalized shoeshine boy gets a television set from his customers. A newspaper series on the needy case of the day brings everything from food packages and toys to a free beauty treatment for a 70-year-old grandmother who wants to look nice for the family she hasn't seen in 20 years. These people-to-people bits of benevolence are highly publicized, and everybody agrees they are in good taste, even in the suburbs. This is Fred Briggs, NBC News, Cleveland, reporting for Monitor.
Well, what we just heard should make those of us who are more fortunate than our fellow men and women do some serious thinking about the real meaning of Christmas. And not just thinking alone, but actually doing something about it all year round. We'll have further reports from other areas of the nation throughout the weekend on Monitor. Music now by the Harry Simeon Chorale.
Take a little time, a lot of This is Guy Lombardo wishing Monitor listeners a very Merry Christmas. May you and your family and friends share the joy of the season.
And the same to you and yours, Guy, from all of us on the Monitor Beacon.
Merry Christmas from WNBC, New York.
Hello there, everybody. This is Bill Mazur. You know, a long time ago, somebody told me that if you could learn something new every day, it was a day well worthwhile. Well, I've got a lot of those days ever since I started on the challenge round. I thought I knew everything in sports. I don't, and the fans calling in have proved it. All you want to do is call me, and there are wonderful prizes to be gained just by stumping this guy, Bill Mays, Plaza 7, 8866. See you there.
This is Dr. Joyce Brothers, and I've come across almost as many different kinds of problems as there are people. What's your problem? Do you hate your job? Is your marriage boring you? Do you have trouble meeting people? Or do you simply feel you're in a rut? Whatever your particular problem, if it has an emotional basis, I may be able to offer you some good advice. Call me at Plaza 7, 8866, and listen to Call Dr. Brothers on WNBC Radio, the conversation station, weekdays after the 9 o'clock news.
Gene Rayburn here, and at 17 and a half merry monitor minutes after the hour, we continue our jolly journey through the weekend with Peggy Lee.
Planning to give or go to a party this New Year's Eve? Well, then how about the music? How would you like an orchestra like this to add to the general merriment? Yes, the great Count Basie Orchestra, yours on New Year's Eve on NBC's 1967 All-Star Parade of Bands, along with the Harry James Orchestra, the Benny Goodman Sextet, Cannonball Adderley and his quintet, the Glenn Miller Orchestra, led by Buddy DeFranco. So remember, beginning in a special extended broadcast of Saturday Night Monitor with host Henry Morgan, you'll race the new year in from coast to coast, starting with Vaughn Monroe and his orchestra in New York, and ending up in Seattle, Washington, with the exciting Ray Charles. That's Monitor in the 1967 All-Star Parade of Bands on NBC Radio on New Year's Eve. For music today, Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet.
Happy holiday, while the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday. Happy holiday. May the calendar keep ringing happy holidays to you.
The question of privacy has received a great deal of public attention this past week, and it now receives attention from Monitor's expert on nothing with opinions on everything, Al Kemp.
For the first time in the history of this democracy, Americans are discussing the privileges and penalties of a royal family in a democratic society, because we do have a royal family in the very best sense, although they may wander from the historic family seat. It's the demonstrated will of the people that any member of the family may assume power wherever they may settle. It's the opinion of the people, as the opinion polls show, that any other family in power in Washington is regarded as temporary and even a bit pushy. Royalty in a democratic society can't be achieved by inheritance or by force or by fate. Only by the freely given love and loyalty of a free people, and that's how our royal family became one. And in return, all the people expect from royalty is itself. Every royal ski jump belongs to the loyal and loving people on the front pages of their newspapers and on their TV sets. Every royal miniskirt, every royal opinion is the property of the public. Every royal hairdo, difficulty, and divorce. Every royal move or word, no matter how indiscreet or regrettable, from the moment it's made, belongs to the public. And that's the lesson our royal family is learning. And this is Al Kapp speaking to you on NBC's Monitor.
Al Kapp will be back later today. Right now, the town choir.
Sing me on the wind, sing me on the wind, sing me on the wind. Sing Noel, sing Noel, Noel, Noel. Sing Noel, sing Noel. Thank you.
somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it, and we're glad. You might have known that Chesterfield, with its 50 years of tobacco experience, would be the one to do it.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it.
St. Nick, the Holly Ridge Strings. Holiday weekends and all the other weekends of the year, you can enjoy Monitor wherever you may be, in Bangor, Maine, on WLBZ, up there in the beautiful northeastern corner of the nation. Gene Rayburn stepping aside for a holiday greeting that arrived via a flying umbrella.
This is Julie Andrews with a Merry Christmas wish to all of you.
Monitor, your host for a happy holiday weekend on the NBC Radio Network.
Here are some safety reminders from your traffic and police departments. Stay alert crossing streets. Cross at corners only. When the light is red, wait. Remember, these are the days when early darkness, bad weather, and holiday shopping crowds mean more pedestrian hazards. Keep on the beam. Cross at the green, not in between.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells.
From WNBC, New York.
Ho, ho, Gene Rayburn with Christmas Weekend Monitor. And if you're having trouble coming up with ideas for last-minute gifts, maybe you'll find some inspiration in this list of favorite things from Jack Jones.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzels with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things that I don't feel so bad.
other sports. Roger Maris, the man who broke Babe Ruth's record with 61 home runs in a single season, will spend Christmas at home in Independence, Missouri, pondering his future. The one-time Yankee slugger, who's been plagued by injuries and has conducted a running fight with sports writers and fans, was recently traded to the St. Louis Cardinals, even up for Charlie Smith. Maris says he doesn't know now if he'll continue in baseball. A report from Monitor's Del Donahue.
Roger, do you think that you might be a better ball player in a Cardinal uniform if you decide to play next year?
Well, there's always that possibility. In New York, I really wasn't too happy the last few years. I've had a lot of more or less grief, you might say, in more respects than one. And I think it's possible that just the new scenery could bring you back to having a good year.
Roger, are you bitter about the Yankees letting you go?
No, I'm really not. I think it was a good move for me if I go ahead and play. I think it's a good move for me. Like I said, I wasn't really too happy there. I enjoyed playing with the Yankee ball club. They've got a lot of good ball players on that club and a lot of nice guys, a lot of guys I did like. And I have no complaint in that respect. It's just that the people in New York, after most of the poison pens run me down for a matter of about 5 years, the people naturally were getting on my back quite a bit, and I really can't blame the people because they only believe what they read in the print.
Roger, what about the Yankees of the future? What's going to have to be done to bring them back to possibly part of their former power, remembering the finish last season?
Well, I really don't believe in my mind that the Yankee ball club is as bad as what they finished last year. They lost a lot of one-run ball games. And I think just a couple changes here and there could bring them back. Well, you take like the boys in right field that they're figuring on, if either one of those two fellas come through, could help them quite a little. And they're gonna need a little bit of help, I would say, in the pitching. I think in the relief part of it, they've got some good relievers, and they were having a little trouble last year. And if these boys come back, which I expect they will, they'll be right back up there.
Who's going to replace you out in that outfield? Who has the best chance, you think?
Well, I don't know. Of course, I always did like Steve Whitaker, the boy that they were playing out there towards the end of last year. He swings a bat good. He throws good. He's a good fielder, and I think he can do a good job for them out there.
Thank you, Roger. Roger Maris, visiting with Monitor from his home in Independence, Missouri. We'll continue the discussion later today. This is Del Donahue for Monitor Sports.
We thank you, gentlemen. We'll get back to Roger Maris this afternoon, as he said. In the meantime, a reminder, NBC Radio and Television will air exclusive coverage of the Sugar, Rose, and Orange Bowl games on January 2nd.
Joy.
We went a-caroling with the Ray Conniff Singers.
Hello, this is Catherine Cornell. May I wish you, all of you, the very merriest of Christmases and the happiest of New Year's.
And to one of the great ladies of the American theater, we wish the best of season's greetings from all of us on the Monitor Beacon. Gene Rayburn once again, and at 15 and a half minutes before the hour, if you've just joined Monitor, here's a Merry Christmas greeting for you from a couple of the merriest, Crosby and Sinatra.
We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest, the merriest.
We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest, yes, the merriest. We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest. You'll cheer. We wish you the happiest, the happiest, the happiest, yes, the happiest. We wish you the happiest, the happiest, the happiest, the happiest New Year. May your tree be filled with happiness, happiness and friendliness for all. May your heart be filled with cheerfulness, happiness and cheerfulness for all. We wish you the happiest, the happiest,
the happiest,
happiest,
yes, the happiest.
We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest. You'll cheer and the happiest.
The happiest,
the happiest,
the happiest.
We wish you the happiest, the happiest, the happiest New Year.
May your dream be filled with happiness,
happiness and friendliness for all.
May your heart be filled with cheerfulness,
with happiness and cheerfulness and friendliness for all. The happiest,
the happiest, yes, the happiest.
We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest.
Miller High Life Beer is a perfect example of the old saying that sometimes it pays to be stubborn. Probably some of the most stubborn and fussy people in the world brew Miller High Life, with an exceptional quality idea that goes back five generations. Miller High Life Barley Malt is grown in special fields, harvested, gently cared for, and screened so only the very finest are used. Even the hops for Miller High Life are personally selected right off the vine by the master brewer himself. In cans, on tap, or in crystal clear bottles, only the sparkling, flavorful, distinctive champagne of bottled beer ever reaches your glass. Does it pay to be stubborn? Well, every day, more and more people in all 50 states are asking for Miller High Life. How about getting a bit stubborn yourself? Insist on Miller High Life beer. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Everybody who knows anything knows that Santa Claus brings presents to children in this country on Christmas. But what about children in other countries? Switzerland, for instance. Well, Monitor's Charlie Holmes asked that question, among others, of a native of Bern, Switzerland, Mr. Max Lehmann, now with the Swiss National Tourist Office.
Mr. Lehmann, does Santa Claus visit the children of Switzerland?
He does indeed, but not as late as Christmas. Our Christmas really begins on December 6th, and Santa Claus visits the children already then. And it is celebrated differently in various cantons or even various valleys of Switzerland. And
is he called Santa Claus?
It
is
Santa Claus, yes. Sammy Klaus would be the Swiss-German expression of it. And he wears a cape, a dark cape in some parts, a white cape in another part, and he carries a big sack on his shoulder and filled with nuts, or apples or oranges, fruits of the season, mm-hmm. and he goes from door to door in Santa Claus. He may be a neighbor who is playing Santa Claus.
And does he have a beard, too?
He has a beard, yes, and he also has a switch.
A switch?
Yes, and he calls at the child, at the family, and say, "Have you been a good boy over the year?" And he sort of presents the switch somehow. But usually, naturally, they get the fruits and the nuts rather than the switch. He carries only one to frighten the children. Then in other parts of Switzerland, in the Valle district, which is more the southern part, the mountainous part mm-hmm. of the country, there, for instance, the children go around in a parade. And they have all sorts of noisemakers, and the most handy noisemaker they have is a cowbell, and they parade through the streets from door to door and collect all the goodies, cookies, and fruits and nuts.
I notice that you have brought along a cowbell, which is a very beautiful thing. How does that tie in with Christmas?
Well, as you may know, in Switzerland, all the cows, when they go out in the field, they do wear a bell. And this seems to be the handy instrument to have for the boys and girls to make noise with.
How does it sound? Didn't you say the children wear these for the Christmas parade?
Yes, they hang it around their neck sort of up front and hold it and swing it up and down.
When do you open your presents? On Christmas morning like we do or Christmas Eve?
No, we do not. On Christmas Eve, during the day, father and mother decorate the tree, and we do not have any fire laws yet that we have to use electric candles. They are real candles are put on the tree. And the presents are being put under the tree, but the children are locked out. They have to play outside in the snow or in another part of the house. And as soon as it gets dark, the children are called in and they made and admire the tree, but not open the presents yet. The child has to recite a poem or sing a song, and for each performance, he gets a present.
I'm just curious. You're from Bern, Switzerland. Do you remember the poem or the song that you sang on one of your Christmases before you got your present?
Now, this has been a good many years ago. I'm afraid I couldn't recite the poem, but one of our favorite songs is Silent Night, which we would say Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht.
Well, thank you, Max Lehmann, a representative of the Swiss National Tourist Office, for a look at Christmas in Switzerland. This is Charlie Holmes for Monitor.
So much for Christmas in Switzerland. In this country, as in others, one of the most enduring of traditions is the singing of carols. And next on Monitor, we bring you one sung by Barbara Streisand.
Around yon vale
Very lovely. Now, before Monitor continues its journey through this holiday weekend, listen to just a very small portion of the Christmas recollection that's closest to Joe Garagiola's heart.
Walking to school, I'd always see this sheepskin coat was in the window. And I guess many of you, when you hear me say that, you'll think about that scene in the movies. I've seen it, too, where a little kid presses his nose up against her and he wishes he had it. Well, that was about the name of the game as far as I was concerned for this coat.
The outcome of this aching desire for this coat of coats is one of the most moving things you'll hear on this Christmas weekend. You'll hear it all later today in the session of Monitor presided over by genial Ed McMahon. There'll be reports on Christmas activities of a most widely varied nature from Chicago, San Francisco, and Miami, a visit from the genial genius of the piano, Errol Garner, and lots of your favorite Christmas music, too, of course. So spend your Christmas weekend with us here at Monitor. Teicher on Monitor. Gene Rayburn here. Latest NBC Monitor news on the hour is just a minute away. Right now, a greeting from an old friend.
Hello, folks. This is Jack Benny. You know, for some strange reason, I'll never understand why, a lot of people think I'm very frugal, close with the dollar. So, okay, let's say cheap. That's why I want to take this opportunity on Monitor to wish everyone a very, very Merry Christmas. There. Have you ever heard such a generous greeting? Besides, that takes care of my Christmas cards.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.